a capita kind of came into the picture, and I don't know if we really fully defined it, and I'm wondering what the distinction is between it and Taka. They seem to have a, you know, lift up the focus aspect.
Ekagata, well, vitaka is the directed thought, so lifting, as Ajahn Chah described, sort of lifting up of thought, and ekagata is a literally it means one pointed or coming to a point, unification. So that's what it implies or has the quality of providing a unification or a gathering together of the different faculties of the mind. So that all through each of the, say, the four jhanas, then the consistent thread is ekagata. There's a one-pointedness, a unification, a gathering together of all the different factors of mind. There's a settledness or a wholeness or unification that is happening.
I guess I was confused because I think I've often heard it defined as one-pointed focus of mind.
Yes. That's exactly why I define it as I do, because I think the one pointed focus of mind is a bit too narrow, and I think a bit too cerebral, in the sense of it's, you know, my mind honing in on something, whereas a unification is a much more settling, a gathering together of the qualities of mind. There's a harmony of the factors of mind. There's a balance in that.
I'll probably understand it better when I get there.
That's a great idea. Yeah, that's a great way to do it. Yes, Nick.